Wall Street ended higher today, just ahead of the final Fed meeting of the year. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 11th day of December. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, the markets had quite the day. We'll tell you all about that. We're back to talking about chips. Smile Direct Club is shutting down and what that means for so many. Full-time in-office work is dying, but so too is full-time work from home. We've got the Wall Street Report, and you're right. Companies are in love with higher prices, and we'll share why that is and why you are paying the prices you are. Let's go.
Insight on business news and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you have made the decision to come on by and listen to some of the big news stories of the day. Want to reach us on X? We are at IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. And yeah, we do have a Facebook page. Just go ahead and Google Insight on Business, the News Hour. Well, there's plenty of hope that the Fed, now that inflation has neared its 2% threshold, that the central bank will begin cutting interest rates. And that would be music to the ears of those individuals and businesses that are dealing with high rates for everything from credit cards to vehicle purchases. The Associated Press, however, is reporting that Fed Chair Jerome Powell has recently downplayed the idea that rate reductions are nearing, with the central bank poised to keep its key short-term interest rates unchanged when it meets later this week. Powell hasn't yet signaled that the Fed is conclusively done with its hikes. Speaking recently at Spelman College in Atlanta, the Fed chair cautioned that, quote, it would be premature to conclude with confidence, end quote, that the Fed has raised its benchmark rate high enough to fully defeat inflation. But the Fed's two-day meeting that ends on Wednesday will mark the third straight time that its officials have kept their key rate unchanged, lending weight to the widespread assumption that rate hikes are over. And Wall Street liked that theory, and we saw the three major indexes rise on the day. Those numbers, I'll have those for you in just a few minutes. New York is the latest state to commit serious funds into creating a manufacturing facility for semiconductor chips. The AP is reporting that New York will spend $1 billion to expand research into chip technology in Albany. That would be the state's capital. The goal is to turn the region into a global center of semiconductor research and manufacturing. Governor Kathy Hochul said the investment will bolster New York's case for federal grants under the CHIPS and Science Act, which will provide more than $52 billion for semiconductor research and manufacturing. It is all part of a long-term plan to wrest control of the industry away from competitors, particularly China. The plan will eventually create 700 New York jobs and includes the purchase of a next-generation lithography machine for making computer chips. And in a related story, the Biden administration announced the first of many coming federal investments in computer chip production, saying on Monday it would provide $35 million for BAE Systems to increase production at a New Hampshire factory that makes chips for military aircraft, including F-15 and F-35 jets. The Commerce Department's choice of a military contractor instead of a conventional chip manufacturer reveals the national security focus of the law, as more and more weapon systems depend on advanced chips that could be decisive in both preventing and in fighting wars. Impacting thousands of customers, Smile Direct Club is shutting down. The AP is reporting that This is really just months after the struggling teeth straightening company filed for bankruptcy protection. Smile Direct Club said it had made a, quote, incredibly difficult decision to wind down its global operations effective immediately. That, of course, leaves existing customers in limbo. Smile Direct Club's aligner treatment through its telehealth program is no longer available. The Nashville, Tennessee company said that they're urging consumers to consult their local dentist for further treatment. Customer care support for the company has also ceased. Customer orders that have not yet shipped have been canceled, and lifetime smile guarantee no longer exists, said the company. Smile Direct Club apologized for the inconvenience and said additional information about the refund requests will arrive once the bankruptcy process determines next steps and additional measures consumers can take. Well, this is weird. Smile Direct Club also said that Smile Pay customers are expected to continue to make payments, leading to further confusion and frustration online. When contacted by the Associated Press for additional information, a spokesperson said the company couldn't comment further. This is nothing to smile about. And this is about balance, and it's still up in the air as to what that balance might be. However, one thing is clear. Working full-time in the office is dead. But so, too, is full-time work from home. CNBC is reporting that only 1% of executives in a new survey say their employees are fully remote. And that's in stark contrast to 2022, when 34% of respondents said they had a remote workplace model. Hybrid work, however, is the winner, and 80% of business leaders are confident in that strategy. Throughout the pandemic, most corporations indicated they were preparing for a hybrid work model, and the data suggests that's where many have ended up today. The survey found that 80% of leaders are confident in their current hybrid work strategy. Over the past couple of years, employers have seen a considerable rise in productivity, with 80% of executives reporting their employees' productivity was somewhat or much higher over the past 24 months. It is about a delicate balance. U.S. stocks climbed for a third straight day today, with the three major indexes closing at fresh 52-week highs. Now investors have turned their attention to Tuesday's inflation report and Wednesday's Federal Reserve decision on interest rates. The Dow gained 157 points to close at 36,404, while the Nasdaq picked up 28 points to end the session at 14,432, and the S&P 500 added 18 points to finish at 4,622. For the Dow, Monday marked the highest close since January 5th of 2022, and just one day removed from its all-time closing high. West Texas Intermediate crude gained 17 cents to close at $71.40 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note held steady at 4.236% ahead of the Fed meeting. And finally, there is this. And this is all about why the prices of stuff that you're buying continues to be higher than pre-pandemic times. Here's the answer. Companies, emboldened by the disruption to supply chains during COVID, did more than raise prices to cover costs. In many cases, they're experimenting with keeping them high to support fatter profit margins. You knew that word was coming, profit. According to Goldman Sachs, the percentage of profit relative to revenue has surged to 10-year highs in most sectors after pandemic aid further fueled pent-up demand. Firms are trying to figure out how long they can keep margins up through higher pricing before losing business, and then they must, once again, fight for market share. You know, there's an easy answer for all of this. Stop buying high-priced stuff that's gouging you. There are plenty of off-brands. So, for like groceries, we are a fan of Aldi. Good stuff that is often half the cost of what we would find at the big grocery chain, at least in our area. Go ahead, give them a try. And that quarter per cart, that is such a cool thing. Hey, Aldi, go. It's time. All right. That's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a profitable evening and day tomorrow. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.